Hello there. My name is Cindy from Beep, and I've been trying to reach you about your extended warranty. Do you get those calls?
Yes, constantly.
Aren't they crazy? It's like spam one after another, right?
Yes.
And these extended warranty calls come in, they flood in, they're an aftermarket.com type of extended warranties. Today, on the drive, we're going to talk about extended warranties, those from the manufacturer and those from the aftermarket community. And really what sets each one of those apart, how it helps the service advisor and the service team and the dealership, and of course, to all the customers in the land, help them choose to educate them on various extended warranties. And to do that, I've got my buddy, my pal, Cindy Sarver from Mercedes-Benz of Houston Greenway. Say hello, Cindy.
Hey, I have questions.
You have questions?
On this extended warranty, I'm so confused.
But first, Cindy and I have known each other for probably, 20 years?
Yes.
We work together, so she is my sidekick doing a couple of podcasts today. She's from the parts department.
Yes, the mighty parts department.
The mighty parts department. But most importantly is our very special guest, Corey Smith from Easy Care. Say hello, Corey, and tell us a little bit about you and where you're working.
All right. Thanks for having me on. My name is Corey Smith. I'm the National Fix Operations Training Manager for Easy Care. Been in the business since 1998. Started at dealership, got out of the dealership life in 2016 and got out of retail. And I've been on this side of training for the last, since 2016.
Awesome. And so you and I have definitely been on the service side of the industry, the advisor that have worked with customers through various extended warranties. And then we've got Cindy Sarver across the counter over here, who's from the parts world. So we've got a perfect blend for today's conversation. So Corey, let's talk a little bit about the difference between a factory extended warranty and an aftermarket extended warranty, such as Easy Care.
All right, absolutely. So imagine a factory warranty is your basic phone plan, right? It covers just the essentials. Aftermarket warranties like those from Easy Care are like upgrading to a premium, right? That you can get coverages for all the unexpected text messages and downloads, aka car repairs and mishaps. Factory warranties are limited to defects, while aftermarket warranties from Easy Care go the extra mile, covering you way beyond those initial hiccups. It's about peace of mind, right?
Peace of mind. We all are in for peace of mind protection.
Wouldn't you, you wouldn't want to get caught without a charger when you're at 1%, right?
No, you wouldn't. That kind of happened today.
That's why knowing the difference matters.
Okay, that's a really good analogy, right? For one thing is, while the factory extended warranties are great and have a lot of coverage, you must be at that factory dealership. In other words, if you get a Ford extended warranty, it must be executed at a Ford store. Mercedes-Benz must be executed at a Mercedes-Benz store. However, if you have an Easy Care warranty, those warranties can be, as long as the company you roll up to is willing to accept and take payment, you can go there, right? Tell us a little bit about that added coverage that Easy Care might give.
So you're absolutely right. So any ASC certified technician can work on and utilize our plans, right? And we pay same day, as long as everything's, all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed and all that stuff. So the stuff that we offer to our clients range from vehicle protection, whether it's combustion or EV or hybrid. We have complete protection, tire, wheel, paintless repair, key replacement, windshield theft, excessive wear if they're leased vehicles, high-tech VSCs for all those computer modules, tire and wheel protection, and we even offer prepaid maintenance.
Well, that's a lot to unpack. Okay, so you have repairs, right? So something, in essence, breaks on the vehicle, things that aren't expected to be done on a time and mileage, window motors, things of that nature. Then yes. You have, what were some of the other ones? Let's break down. Key fobs, did you also do keys?
Key replacement, yeah.
So if I lose a key, or is it just damage a key? The whole nine yards?
It's whole nine yards.
Wow, key replacement. Okay.
And then you have windshield protectant.
Is that just the repair or replacement of the windshield?
It is the repair or replacement.
Oh, wow. That's really good.
Okay, so if it's just a star, it's probably repaired. If it's got a little crack in it, then it's a whole replacement.
Yeah, and you can skip your insurance deductible at that point.
Yeah, because windshields now are $1,100, $1,200. Some of them are $3,000, some Mercedes.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can really get a lot of coverage. Now, in the state of Florida, if your state, you have a resident with insurance, they also give you one free windshield a year.
Yeah.
But so what are some of the other things? Maintenance. So you have like maintenance, like oil changes, tire rotations.
Brakes.
Brakes.
We don't do anything with brakes. Don't. Okay. Just your basic maintenance. Oil changes, tire rotations.
Nice. All right.
Then we have paintless dent repair.
Dang, that's good.
Paintless dent repair. So anything that's maybe underneath a half-dollar piece, something of that nature, hasn't broke the paint, they can normally pop those out as long as they're not on a seam. That's really nice. Tire and wheel protection.
You get a bent rim, curb rash. Some of them even include off-roading. If you buy a vehicle that does off-roading and you damage the wheel, cosmetic repair, that kind of stuff.
Awesome. So a lot of extended warranties, aftermarket extended warranties, have this type of said coverage, right? But I found, and I'm sure, Corey, you'll find the same, as an advisor, when we call in certain extended warranties, when a customer says, oh, I've got an extended warranty, and they mention something like Easy Care, it's a sign of relief. Tell us a little bit about what a consumer or a service advisor can expect. What is the difference that sets Easy Care apart from the other extended warranties out there?
Well, that's a great question, Cindy. Man, there's so many. You like music, Cindy?
I love music.
Okay. So imagine you're at a concert with an all-access pass.
Nice.
That's the Easy Care in the world of warranties, right?
Oh, I love that analogy.
You're not just any ticket holder. We give you your backstage access to quality service, peace of mind, reliability. Our warranties are like a VIP pass to worry-free car ownership, ensuring you're covered, even if your car decides to stage dive at the most unexpected moment, right? That's what we do. So we are your VIP pass to peace of mind and making sure that you are happy with your ownership experience.
Awesome. And some of those, not lawn seats, but VIP seats, there's going to be some coverage for mechanical, but you have others such as maintenance repairs, right? Oil change, yes. Tire rotations. I think we spoke about tire and wheel coverage, right? If I run over something in the road, if I hit a pothole.
Hit a curb.
Do patch and replace and do rim resurfacing as well?
Yes.
Yep. Awesome. So you got a whole complete package of your rims and tires. I think you mentioned key fobs, right?
Yep.
Lost or broken key fobs?
Yeah. Those are expensive. Some of them, $800,000.
Absolutely, right? And that's plus programming.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of which, you cannot get those on the internet. Wait,
no.
You can buy one on the internet, but it won't work with your car. It's just going to be a nice little decorative thing on your desk that you're going to spend half the money for, right?
Yes.
But you also do windshield coverage, fix the little chips, or repair, replace?
Yep, replace the whole window.
Did I miss anything? Do you do, probably interior, right? If little coverage
paint
of
fabric.
All right. And that covers things like lipstick, nail polish, things like that won't come off. Maybe a scuff.
Your favorite wine.
What
are y'all doing in your cars? Oh my goodness.
Hey, we're not doing it. We're protecting you in case you do it.
You're driving down the road painting your nails.
Yeah.
Corey's putting on lipstick and drinking wine. Oh, no, wait. I got that confused. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Absolutely. So there's various coverages that you really can get. I think there's also like gap insurance and wear and tear in case you have a lease car and you don't perform all the maintenance or your tires are worn, that you don't have
to. In different vehicles, we have stated coverage, which means we're going to cover the stuff that we have in writing. Then you have high-tech coverage for hybrids and EVs, all the computers that help those vehicles go.
And then last but not least, let's really dive into the mechanical repair extended warranties, right? Mechanical repair is we only fix when they breaky, right? Window motors, transmissions, control modules, water pumps, things of that nature. This is really where a company like Easy Care is set apart from other various extended warranties, right? There's a difference in cost and a difference in where you buy them, right? Most EasyCare contracts are sold not on the internet, not door-to-door salesperson. Nobody calls you up in the middle of the night wanting to talk to you about your extended warranty and coverage. They're sold at a dealership, right? A little bit more money, but you get more coverage, and you actually get that coverage when you call in, and you get it with factory parts, right? Tell us a little bit about the difference of maybe new parts, remanufactured, or like new. I think I shared with Corey the other day, I was watching TV, and there was, I think it was Car Shield, maybe?
It was Car Shield.
Commercial on TV, and the last 10 seconds of that commercial was a screenshot, and it said, may use remanufactured parts, like, kind, and quality, which means it's a
used part.
Everybody goes crazy for used parts, right? And they don't read that until they get in the service department, and a service advisor makes a phone call to the extended warranty, and then the service advisor makes the call to the customer and says, they're sending me a used part. So tell us a little bit about that coverage, maybe experience you had, the benefits for both the advisor, as we once were, the consumer that we still are.
So I'll unpack the EasyCare philosophy and what we do. And again, I'll go back with another analogy. We're like a master chef of car repairs, right? We only use the freshest ingredients.
Love it.
While some opt for day-old bread, aka used parts, EasyCare prioritizes new parts. Why? Because your car deserves the creme de la creme. It's not just about fixing. It's about restoring your ride to its glory days, right? Ensuring every part works in perfect harmony. Just for orchestra. When I was in the service department, I would cringe when I'd get Route 66 because the customers paid a lot of money for these warranties.
Is there really a company called Route 66?
Yeah.
That's so funny. I wrote service for 10 years and never heard of it. So it might, it's crazy. Sorry. Go ahead. Keep going.
You're lucky. So they would only cover X amount of dollars per hour. Let's just call it $100 an hour.
Okay.
And we were $140 an hour. So that means the customer had to come up with that $40 per hour. They would only cover a certain amount dollar amount on parts. So the customer would have to pay extra on that, plus their deductible.
So they pay less money, but they also get less when it comes time to get that repair. I remember a young lady needed a AC compressor. I called it in. They wanted to send her a used part. The used part locked up. They wanted to send her an aftermarket part. Finally got all that straightened out. However, the contract did not cover the evacuate and recharge, the receiver dryer, which any shop, any technician will want to ensure that they replace the receiver dryer when they do AC. They didn't cover O-rings, oil for the compressor, or Freon. So she had a $1,000 bill at the end of the day.
Plus, the technician had to do it twice.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to pay the dealership, the service department twice to take on and off these broken parts. So now these dealerships, these service centers don't want to use that contract anymore because all it does is deteriorate the relationship that I've built with my customer because of the conduit of a third-party coverage that doesn't really cover a lot.
Yeah. So you pay, it's funny, you pay twice as a consumer. You pay for the warranty, and then you pay to get it repaired. You get a little help, right?
That's a great way. You get a little bit of help. You're going to give us a lot of money, and we're going to give you a little bit of help. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great little insight. Thank you for that, Corey, for consumer awareness. When you pay a little bit more, you get the creme of the creme, you get the master chef, right? And you get the premium, fresh quality products that ensure that your vehicle protects you on the road, right? So let's talk 100%. About a little bit of the future of extended warranties. Corey brought up a really good point about EV vehicles and things of that nature. Those are really going to get expensive when we talk about control modules and things of that nature. So if you got any insight you'd like to share, please.
Future state for us as an organization is that we're looking into making sure that we understand the new vehicles that are coming out, whether they're EV, hybrid, hydrogen, what is going to need to be covered, right? And we're also looking at, do we go with a subscription model instead of, Cindy, you being the consumer, paying $2,000, $3,000 all at once? Do we do it by month, right?
Oh, that's nice.
Those are some things we're looking into. Jumping into the future of car care, we're looking at warranties that aren't just being reactive, but we're being proactive, offering services that anticipate your car needs before there's even a whisper of a problem, right? And my advice for everyone listening is that look for a warranty that grows with technology. We like to be on the cutting edge of technology, ensuring you're covered in the age of self-driving cars and beyond, right? EasyCare is not just keeping pace. We're setting the pace, ensuring your warranty is as future-proof as your vehicle.
It truly is EasyCare. It's easy when you purchase it. It's easy when service advisors go to execute the contract for you. And it's easy, great care for a consumer to have that protection, that peace of mind when you're relying on your transportation, your second biggest investment in your life, right beside the home that you live in. So that's awesome.
Let me ask you a question, Cindy. When you were writing a service and the customer had a warranty, how did you submit that claim?
Moses and myself, when we wrote service together on our little, we basically had to call in. Actually, it was probably a rotary phone, if we really need to be honest. And we would speak to somebody. We would get basic information, the VIN number, mileage, things of that nature, part numbers, labor times, and we call in, wait on hold.
For hours and hours.
How long would you be on hold?
Allegedly 6 hours, but it was normally 30 minutes. We just crushed through that a little bit. But
what if I told you that you could submit a warranty claim online and have an approval within 2-3 minutes without picking up the phone?
As a service advisor, I would absolutely love that, right?
That's amazing.
Because I've saved the time of calling in, waiting on hold, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But in addition to that, I now have a paper trail. I've got documentation. So, Cindy, if you call me and say, have you even called your extended warranty? Yes, I have. I've got a paper trail. This is the approval. This is the decline of that service, right? And then when we go to submit it, then I, as a service advisor, can show something to my service manager. Here's my authorization number. Here's the part number. Here's the labor time. Here's the amount we agreed to. I should get paid. And that's another thing that, great point, Corey. Sometimes we get all these approvals, and then some of these extended warranties call mm-hmm. back and say, I need another picture. I need this, that, and the other. And they don't want to pay the whole claim, right? So your process, Corey, of online, please, the crowd is waiting to hear more yes. about this easy care, easy online, and the help with payments. So take it away.
As an advisor, you have a login and passwords, go to the site, do the same things you do if you're on hold waiting to talk to somebody. You give us the RO number. You might have to take pictures, scan the signed RO, and tell us what's wrong and give us a part number. And within a minute, you've got somebody on the other end that's saying approved, and you've got a total. And you've probably been in this situation before too, Cindy, is that as the technician's going to repair it, he found another part. He or she found another part. So now you got to call the extended warranty company again. Yeah. So you've been there before, Cindy, where you had the technician find something and you had to call the extended warranty company to get approval for that part that you found while you were doing the repair. With us, you can go back to that online portal and submit an additional part. And again, within minutes, you'll get an approval for that. So you never have to jump on the phone and wait on hold, whether it's for 30 seconds or for hours. We all know that when we're sitting on hold, whether it's really a minute, but to us, it feels like it's hours. Right?
It does feel like hours.
It's terrible hold music, right? You don't have to do that with us. Our technology gives you a direct access to submitting that claim. When you're a partner of EasyCares, you have access to everything and all of our technology.
That's amazing, Corey. So I've got a brand that when I purchase it, I've got an EasyCare, I've got great care, and I got smooth care throughout, whether it's the service provider that I go to, which gives me the peace of mind that I'm always looking for.
100%.
Absolutely. In conclusion, and first of all, really thank you for being here and sharing all this great information. I think a lot of the consumers, as we're out there and we're listening to on the internet, we get bombarded with all these pop-up ads. Our phone rings off the hook. And then when we go into the dealership and buy a new or pre-owned car, we're also confronted with more of these options, right? And a lot of customers will come to us in service and ask our opinion of what we would do. Corey, if you were my brother, what would you do, right? Here's what I encourage everybody to do. Even though I'm in the business and I have friends that I can go to and still get coverage, I still get mechanical and I get tire and wheel protection. And then there's all those depends on if I'm leasing a car, things of that nature. With my Toyota, I got several of those other coverages. I got maintenance. I didn't get key fob. Probably should have got key fob because I lost a key. But really, thanks for being here. Cindy, thank you for being here. You learned a lot, right?
I have.
Absolutely. So I would say if I'm a consumer, which I am when I go and purchase a vehicle, I get several of these contracts because I want the peace of mind. I want the protection. I want an easy ride. So thanks for being on the drive. With me, Corey and Cindy and Janine out there. Got any other questions or things of that nature? You can always hit me up on my email listed below. We'll put some links in there for you guys to gather more information. And with that, I'll see you on the drive. Thank you for listening to On the Drive. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. It'd be absolutely awesome if you left us a 5-star review. I'm Cindy Lawrence, at your service. I'll see you on the drive.